We're on break. Yeah.
We're back. This is Left Out on WRCT 88.3 FM, and that music was from an album called Declassified Grooves by the group called Black Heat, and the name of the song was Check It All Out. Anyway, this is Left Out, and you can give us a call at 412-621-9728 or 89728 on campus, or email to bob@leftout.info.
So another topic of discussion today is one that we've discussed before and left out, which is the situation with the Pittsburgh's budget crisis. And as you may have heard on the news, either before our program or some other way, that the city council today voted apparently 5-4 to approve what are known as the Act 47 Oversight Board recommendations. So this is a good thing. So just to fill you in a little bit, there are two oversight boards in play. There's a oversight board when we had Chris Zarosky on the air a few weeks ago. He explained all of this. There's an oversight board appointed by the state legislature, and there's also the Act 47 board, which arose because the mayor successfully applied this Act 47 to a Pittsburgh situation. And the result is that the Act 47 board has come up with a set of recommendations, and they were to be sent to City Council to determine, to be approved or disapproved. And it was, it's been pretty tight because on Friday there was what amounts to as a straw vote, which also went 5-4, which was a non-binding vote by the council.
The same vote that eventually took place.
Then there was a weekend, right? Exactly. Then there was a weekend of very heavy political campaigning, and the same vote, and I believe the same individuals voted the same way. Today. So what does this mean? Well, what it means is, I think the most immediate thing that it means is that the city will start instituting $33 million in spending cuts by cutting back on payroll for city employees. And this is not wholly a good thing, both because there are certainly people who will suffer for this. But in some measure, I think it's the kind of thing that has to be done. For example, the topic that has been received a lot of attention is the firefighters contract, and there's been a lot of controversy about the terms of that contract and how it was put into place and so on. But the main fact that seems important to me is that we have as many firemen in the city of Pittsburgh now as we did when the population was two times as large, and given that, I mean, there seems to be some need for some kind of adjustment here,
right?
And so one point will be that within the next 2 years, because of the current contract expires, I think 2006, there will be 189, I think it is, firefighters will be 168 firefighter positions will be eliminated, and 7 of 35 fire stations will be eliminated as a result.
So what's the cut? So that, what is that? 7 of 35, and how many current firefighters are there? 160 will be cut.
That's a good question. I will try to see if I can find
It's not important, but it's like a 20% cut.
It's a substantial cut. Yeah. It's a substantial cut. So that's the one that's been getting a lot of attention because it's a union issue. And
as you said, I mean, with the population, the same number of firefighters that we had when the population was twice as great. I mean, it really stops making sense after a while.
It seems to stop making sense. I agree with that.
But then there are other cuts as well, like the swimming pools. They'll be
half of the city's swimming pools are permanently closed. 16 of 32 will be permanently closed, and 9 of 19 recreation centers will be permanently closed. So that's a loss of services, which I think is very sad to see. I don't know of any specific plans, but I'd be willing to bet that most of those closings are in the poorer neighborhoods because they always seem to be. And I think this is a bad thing. It's the people who need these kinds of things
the most
are the ones who are going to suffer, no doubt. There's also going to be a 2-year wage freeze on city workers. So this is also part of the cost savings from the on city payroll. And then the other thing that has received a lot of attention is raising the occupational privilege tax from $10 a year, which was it was set in 1965 as $10 a year, and it's been $10 a year ever since, to $145 a year. Now, I don't like the idea of this because it is maximally regressive, because not only is it's not even a fixed rate, it's actually a fixed amount of $145 a year, and that's really pretty bad. On the other hand, if you put it in perspective, I ran some numbers on looking at the effects of inflation, and that $10 a year in real terms now would be around just shy of $60 a year. So it represents a bit more than a doubling of that tax in real terms. It's significant. People on the low end are going to suffer. That $145 will mean a lot to quite a number of people in Pittsburgh. On the other hand, there's a lot of people for whom it really will not mean very much at all. And I would, I'm not personally complaining at all about having to do that.
What was the, what is the impact on the commuter tax, the people who work in Pittsburgh but live out in the suburbs?
So I think they're going to be instituting a payroll tax. So they're doing that by taxing the companies $5.25 per employee per month and 0.3% annually in total payroll. So that's the current plan.
Wait, that's, again, a fixed amount per employee, any kind of progressive.
That's right. It's nothing progressive in any of this, unless the legislature doesn't approve these things, because now the other aspect of this is that the city can immediately start instituting spending cuts, but the revenue increases, the enhanced revenue, is subject to approval by the state legislature. So there is a the plan B, as it were, is to raise the income tax from 1% to 1.37% and a 1.27% wage tax on non-residents. So, and also to increase property taxes. So there's a possibility of tax increase coming as well. But on the whole, what we're glad to see is that something has been done. We were logjammed for quite a long time, and we can look forward to maybe making some progress on Pittsburgh's problems. Well, that finishes up and Left Out for this week. Thanks again to Bojangles Bobby Sierra for producing. And we'll be...
And next week, listen at the same time for Rust Belt Radio. And
then we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Thanks for listening.